primary reasons it came into being is it wanted to get part away from this part of the world and the persecution and influence and the system of Catholicism, and they fled this part of the world to the United States. And when they designed the Constitution, within the Constitution, they purposely designed things that were anti-Catholic. In the early part of the last century, in the United States, Protestants were still going in to the Catholic part of some cities and burning their homes down. There was still that type of animosity between Protestants and Catholics just 100 years ago in the United States. And prior to that, there were actually political parties like the Democrats and the Republicans. There was actually political parties in the United States that were just flat out, their whole purpose of being in politics is that they were anti-Catholic. That's the history of the United States. But today, the Congress of the United States, as one Democrat says, is there virtually passing Catholic resolutions, doing Catholic masses, and I'm not finding where he said that, but we just read it, and Catholic legislation on a daily basis, and instead of the Republicans saying, no, we're not doing that, they're saying, since we took over in 1995, we've been voting 100% Catholic. Now, brothers and sisters, if you're Seventh-day Adventist, and you've been reading the Great Controversy, as you should, if you understand our message is the third angel's message, and that is our message. It's the third angel's message. And what is the third angel's message? It's a warning against receiving the mark of the beast. It's a warning against receiving the mark of Catholicism. The mark of Catholicism is Sunday keeping. Our message has to do with the fact that there's a Sunday law going to hit the United States and then spread around the world. The world will be divided into two classes over that issue, and then the end would come. But before that happens, the place that it starts in the United States is going to have to be prepared through a political setup that is accomplished through the different ways and means that Satan's put in place, a mentality with the American people, which is there. I mean, there's one passage in the Great Controversy where we're told that the people of the United States will lean upon their legislators to pass a Sunday law in order to return to temporal prosperity. Now, one part of that is that that tells us that somewhere before the Sunday law, the temporal prosperity in the United States is going to go down. But it also tells us, if we're willing to see it, that the people in the United States are going to be so spoiled at that time point in history, whenever it does arrive, that they're not going to care about upholding the principles of the Constitution. All they're going to care about is taking care of their own personal needs. And brothers and